Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So it's coming up now to almost 6 months into my graduate program. The time has absolutely just flown by and it feels like being at uni was a lifetime ago. Obviously it wasn't, but it's certainly the way it feels at this point. But I'm sort of settling in now into the ICU, and I thought I'd make this little episode to do with what's it been like to not only be doing my graduate program in the ICU, but what's it been like to also been doing this transition program that's on top of the graduate program as well. As I've mentioned in a few other episodes, the transition program is something that I'm doing in concurrence with the graduate program, and it involves extra study and extra assessments that are at a postgraduate level. So not only am I, you know, learning how to be an ICU nurse, where absolutely everything is so foreign and new, but also we're doing formalized assignments, as well as a few assessments, and we're completing four different what we call phase books. So these have extra. You have to go up to a few other nurses and complete different modules with different nurses and demonstrate your competency with a few different pieces of equipment and explaining to people that you understand certain concepts, and to do a lot of extra study with formalized, you know, articles and different books. It really is just like extra assignments, sort of in a way. But again, sort of as I've mentioned, it's for me, I absolutely thoroughly enjoy it, because the more that I do and the more hard work that I put into it, the more that I'm starting to be able to apply what I'm doing day to day in the ICU. But I know that not every graduate program you're able to do a concurrent transition program on top of it. And that's one of the many reasons why I chose this ICU as well, because I knew that you'd be constantly pushed to be getting better and better throughout the year. I just know down in Victoria, where I went to uni, not a lot of graduate programs there were able have transition programs on top of it as well. And whether you're looking at doing a transition program as well, if that's what's offered with your grad programs, or whether you're looking at doing something like an honours year, I just thought I'd talk about experience of talking about, you know, what's it like doing extra study. Because I know that starting as an ICU nurse, just starting as a nurse in general, it's a lot to take on board. You know, everything is new. You're learning to take on that responsibility of having your own patients. The procedures are new. The equipment is new. Like, it's learning just how to go through and look up different procedures to be doing. Because it's a lot. It's a different beast to be working as an independent nurse for yourself rather than being a student. And then learning also how to mix that, where you come home each day and you feel absolutely wrecked because you're just using your brain all day. And then also to be, you know, coming back and trying to get a social life as well, you know, not having all of your time just at work. So I guess I'll talk about my experiences of how I've been working it in. So, of course, like, I'll get up in the morning, I'll go to the gym, for which that's even been up and down lately because my body's sort of been a bit wrecked of late. Again, I'll be going to the gym, go to the work, I'll come back, I'll have a shower and just try to wind down for the night. And I'll try to have it in blocks of doing my transition work. And what I mean by that is I'll spend pretty much a week. I'll come into work about an hour and a half early, and I'll sit down at the computers and I'll just blaze out an hour and a half as hard as I can of trying to understand what I'm doing in the transition program books, phase books. And then I'll also go through a stage of not touching it for another week or two. Because I've noticed when I first started, all I was doing is like coming in day after day of just putting in this extra work. And then you really do start to feel as if you're I can't say burning out, because it's not really the symptoms of burnout, I guess you'd say, but it's a lot to take on board, and I felt like I just wasn't getting any time to myself, and I felt like it was really starting to impede on my ability to go to the gym and stuff as well. So that's my strategy, and that's still what I'm doing now. It's my strategy. So I've just come off of a period where I've almost completely finished my third phase book. At the time of making this, it's beginning of June, and the phase book itself isn't due until mid-July. So I've almost finished the book a month and a half in advance. And that's because, you know, I find it so interesting and fascinating, but I had it tactically that I wanted to get in, do it as deep and information as I possibly can, especially because I've stepped up to the next level of patients. So I'm caring for patients who have got different, you know, things like EVDs, caring for, you know, traumatic brain injuries, treating people with out-of-hospital cardiac arrests, and I'm using all of this new equipment that I've never worked with before. And I knew that if I got in really early and I started to read about this information and thoroughly understand it, well then from the start when I start caring for these patients, I have a bit of a step up and I'll understand what I'm doing a little bit more, which has already come in handy multiple times now. So now I'm making this episode outside of my gym that I go to. I've just had an awesome workout. It's probably why I'm speaking so fast and I'm a bit of a high, all the endorphins running. But you have to sort of, whether you're doing a honours project or whether you're doing a transition program, or even just in general, just starting as a nurse, it's important to go through phases of putting in the hard work of obviously the transition program, whatever you're doing, but it also just as important to be having time for yourself. Your body is your temple, you know what I mean? You need to keep yourself fit as well, and you need to have your own time, because otherwise it just really can consume you. So I hope this is a little insight into what it's been like for me so far. There's so much that you can learn. I've just known in the ICU, the more hard work I'm putting in, the more benefit I'm getting from it, and the better I feel like I can care for my patients as well. And so, yeah, I'll have a few weeks off now. I'm obviously well on top of that third phase book. And I'll also start my assignment in a little bit, which is due in that mid-July as well. But otherwise, it's nice to sort of go through the ebbs and flows. But anyway, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me on the Facebook page, New Grad Radio Podcast, or at newgradradio@gmail.com. Have an awesome day, guys. I'll talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.